friend. Welcome back. I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, entrepreneur, and this is Being Your Destiny, because I want everybody possible to live their destiny. And this is for you if you're looking to become independent. You want to use network marketing, multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing to move ahead in your life, and you want to be free of your boss. For whatever reason, you hate your job. You hate your boss. You love your boss, but you hate your job. You love your job and you love your boss, but you still want to be free and be on your own and be independent. Nothing wrong with that. I think that's the only way to be, but that's me because that's the way I am. And you know how people are. We want as many people to be doing similar things to us as possible, as long as they're good things. And I want you to live your destiny. It's important that you do it, you make a commitment to yourself to do it. So before we get started, I would love if you would just take one moment to go over. Either if you're watching this on the podcast page, then if you just click that like button right next to the player. And if not, if you're like on my blog or somewhere else, if you go on over to WayneScherrerShow.com, heck, I'd love all of you to go to WayneScherrerShow.com right now and click in the upper left the like button that's on that page. That would be great. That would be my gift. That would be your gift to me. I don't ask for much. I'm very easy. I have a simple life. I don't like flashy things. I never could get thrilled by them. I don't like big houses. They're too hard for me to take care of. That's the way I am. But I do love independence. I do love security. I do love financial freedom. I do love seeing other people move ahead. And that's what this particular episode is all about. We're going to look at, you and I together, personal development. Why is personal development so important? Well, you know, anybody who's even considered being an entrepreneur, I think, has some inkling about how important your personal development is to you moving ahead in reaching your goals that you set. I can go back to the very beginning when I started in my Navy career. Personal development was a big focus of what we were doing to bring officers along and to advance them to the next stages of leadership. And despite what many people think, what we did in the military is the same as what's going on in the business world. There's just no financial reward for it. It's only the reward of success of what you're doing actually working. The payoff often was you come back alive. Everybody comes back alive. Nobody's lost. And that's a huge success. But getting to that point where you could be the one, where I could be the one to make it happen, there was a lot of games that went on in the personal development world, right? We set games. And you can do this in your own development of your business. Set some sort of strategy challenge for yourself. This was my favorite. Two of my department heads did this. One's name was Deke, and the other Dulang, and they had a similar little game when we went flying. So you know, the crew in an aircraft. And I flew an aircraft off the aircraft carriers that happened to have five people in the crew: two in the cockpit, three in the back, and each position had a qualification. Okay, you just weren't blessed and able to do it. It took training, and it took qualifications, and it took development. It took lots of personal development in being able to direct, control, and handle information, and then do the right things with those information and make the decisions with it. So one of the games that these two folks, Dulang and Deke, used to play was, they were both similar, so I'll just kind of blend it into one. In the Hawkeye, the aircraft I flew in, which had five people in it, three in the back, two in front, and the people running the mission were the folks in the back. I was one of the ones in the back, running the mission, directing the combat around the aircraft carrier, and you had to listen to upwards. It could be as many as, let's see, six, seven, eight, could be as many as eight radios you had to listen to. So three people had to monitor eight radios. So actually in the cockpit they would monitor as well, but it's still, it's five people for eight radios. And it's still left. So that meant there's a lot of noise going on. You had to be able to filter out noise from a lot of sources all at once and not miss anything. And Deke and Dulein, they wouldn't let me talk on the main command radios. And that was your goal, was to become the commanding, the mission commander, where you talked directly. You were actually giving commands to the aircraft and the other ships and aircraft, almost as if you were the admiral. And in some ways, you were. In the Navy, we have very decentralized command. But let's. But the goal was, you know, as the young J.O., was to become that guy, the person in the center seat, the person giving the commands, directing things. So you didn't ask permission to do things in the Navy. Once you had your orders and you knew how to carry out your orders, it was your responsibility just to do it and to make it happen. It wasn't about asking permission to make it happen. You had your orders and you got to do it. And that was exciting to me. My personal development required I learn how to absorb all of that so that I could be the one giving those orders. And their game, I keep holding off on you, their game was I couldn't talk on those command radios unless I could key the radio faster than they could. All right? So let me tell you, they were fast. When they received a call from a senior commander to the aircraft for looking for information to build their picture, their warfighting picture back on the ships, they expected an answer quickly. And both Dulein and Deke, they had this thing where there was no pause. As soon as the upper command finished talking, they were keying the radio and answering almost as fast as that. So their rule was, if you could key the radio faster than I could, then you could talk to them. So that was my goal. Be able to get to the point where I could answer the radio faster than they could. Yeah. And you say, what kind of personal development is that? Well, it's everything. Because if you keyed the radio faster than they did, you had to have the answer. Okay? You couldn't just key the radio and hold it down, hold the radio key down and say nothing. That would be embarrassing. So the other part of the game was you'd better damn well answer. If you got that radio key down before they did, you better damn well have the answer or you were going to hear about it, okay? So that meant that I had to absorb from what was going on the radio. In my primary job, if I wasn't the center seat, would have been direct control of aircraft and where they were going on their missions. So trying to listen to the commander's net as well as do that at the same time was very, very difficult. And then try to answer the commander's net without losing track of what was happening with the aircraft I was directing, that was a major challenge, to say the least. I mean, sometimes you could be directing, four or five aircraft. Sometimes you could be directing 10 or 12 aircraft, okay? That's a lot for one person, especially, our system was very advanced for its days, but if you were to take today's computer now and use it with the system I was using, you would think, how could you control one person control 12 aircraft in something like this? And so I would say exactly to that question, exactly. But I could. It's called practice. It's called personal development, developing your skills, developing your belief in yourself, developing a belief in your understanding, knowing that you don't know everything, but knowing that you also know enough to take action. Having the confidence to take action because you understand that, yes, the guy in the middle seat, the mission commander, he does know more than I do, But very, very often, and more as I flew, more and more, I started to know more and more the same things that they knew. And I knew them by taking action, by taking their challenge, by trying to key the radio before they did and having the answer to give to the battle group commander. Okay? That was the personal development. You do the same thing online. Let's imagine online now. Imagine yourself. You come online. You don't really know a whole lot about this technical stuff. I didn't know anything about computer HTML and JavaScripts and PHP and WordPress. You should have seen the first time I used WordPress. It was a nightmare. And that was when they first started, so it was much more difficult to use. But I ultimately turned it into that same game that I would play in the aircraft on those missions. I was going to take the next step, whether I knew all the steps or not. I was going to take the next step as soon as I had an inkling as what I could do. There was nothing going to stop me. If I was on a webinar and they challenged me to take an action on something they were teaching, I would do it. I would not wait till the webinar is over. I would do it right on the webinar. and I still do that. I go do them. I do things right while they're doing it. Somebody tells me a style of email and they give me an example. I will copy that example down while they're talking, and then I'll send an email out to my list while that webinar is going on just to test just what they just said. Okay? Now that's how you develop personally. That's one way to develop personally. Taking action and then repeating it. If it works, you keep doing it. If it doesn't work, well, it probably should work. They're not trying to teach you something that doesn't work. They're trying to teach you something that does. So I probably did something wrong. So I had to figure out what that. And that's part of the personal development. You must use personal development. And personal development is a skill set that exists out there for coaching, right? When you're coaching somebody, it's about giving them the skills to develop personally, or, you know, guiding them. Coaching isn't giving anything. It's guiding people to develop their own skills, to personally develop themselves. It's a big, big field. And it's really, really exciting right now because there's a program starting. And I do not, now I want you to listen to this because it's very important, and you may well be able to use this for your personal development if you haven't found the right way to go with it. So listen in closely to this, but don't mistake that I'm telling you that if you're focused on building a business like you should be, that you should stop doing that and jump to the next thing. That's not what I'm telling you, okay? So you listen to it in the right perspective. There's something here for everybody. And the other way to look at it is if you're looking to develop multiple streams of income, you want to listen to this as well. But with or without that, you want to know about this because it is a way to empower yourself to develop more rapidly, more skillfully, and give yourself the right to be the expert you are. It's about, you know, digitally delivering the most life-changing programs you've ever experienced, and I want you to live that. Would you like to be able to have at your fingertips the best personal development coaches in the world? I would, and honestly, this is very, very exciting because these two guys, you should look them up if you've never heard of them, Jim Britt and Jim Lutz, both top performers in personal development. Jim Britt, he's been an entrepreneur a long time, a best-selling author, and he calls himself a peak performance specialist in the as an expert in selling, in the selling industry. So he's a person I want to know, and I want to be inside of his mind. And he's gotten together now with Jim Lutz, who is also a top performing entrepreneur. He grew up in hypnotism, and he used the skills to to help other people build their minds, to help them influence and persuade and communicate more effectively as entrepreneurs and small business owners. That's his thing, okay? These are two guys that I want to know how they do it, and I want to be inside of what they do. And that's why I'm so excited about this, because they are launching a program called Quanta. Okay, Quanta. And I want you to, right now, I mean, this is still December, and, you know, maybe later it won't be a free sign up, but right now, if you're listening to this within a few weeks of me actually recording it, this is a free sign up where you can get a free look at this company, find out if it is something you want to be part of. If you want to make it part of your multiple streams of income, or you just want to be involved with the product, it's something to consider. It, like I said, it's not about telling you that whatever product you're on that you need to jump on this because this is going to be hotter, so you need to go here now. Because if you haven't mastered all the skills of marketing and all that, jumping from where you are right now to this great hot program that's getting a lot of buzz about it isn't going to change any of that, okay? Don't be fooled by that kind of garbage, all right? You do need to stay focused on getting your existing business going. But if you're looking for that, what is my next stream of income? Well, this company is about to launch in January and go, you know, officially live. And so you could be at the top of this company. They're going to be 100% a leveraged affiliate marketing company, 100% commissions. And they are going to be delivering initially two fantastic programs. One, the personal performance platform. It's literally to develop your personal performance. I guess I don't know how else to describe it. But you sign up for free and you can see a little video that explains it, because I don't have a lot of time here to go into that. But I think it's important that you know this, because you don't want to miss out on this if you really love the personal development field. And then there's the Fusion program, which is it's a mastermind series, I guess. It's a power to teach you how to let go of the things that are holding you back. All right. So this is where Jim Lutz applies a lot of that hypnotist and other NLP things and teaches you a lot of that stuff. And this is a very important program. And by getting in on this at the very top, I mean, it means even if you can't promote it right away, but you're in. When you're ready to develop that income stream, that's another field. See, I like this, because this is a field that doesn't die. This is a field that grows. That's why, you know, the 7-minute workout, I love that, because it's a great, 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 great program, and it's always in a growing market. And in the business-related programs, well, of course, the online businesses is only getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, and this is about personal development. So entrepreneurs online and offline all want to know, all or love, you know, most love personal development to some level. And that's why Quanta's so great. So, you know, before we end this, I want to make sure you go to topchoicetoday.com/Quanta. topchoicetoday.com/Quanta. And sign up. It's free. There's no obligation. No, there's no credit card being asked for. There's nothing. It gives you the opportunity that if you decide to use this, you are at the top. And if you decide not to use this, then you decide not to use it. And that's all there is to it. There's absolutely no risk and no obligation, because no credit card is taken. And so you can't be like automatically enrolled and start paying things, because that's impossible. They don't have your information. They only have your name and your email, so they can keep you up to date on the progress of the launch. And inside there, you'll get a little back office that's pretty well developed and has the videos that explain a personal performance platform and the Fusion program, and gives you more about Jim Britt and Jim Lutz. And you'll really understand, if you watch these videos, why this is so important. And so, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs of NLP, but I know it works. And when I apply what I'm taught in the right way, it works and it makes a big difference. And I love personal development because it was the key to my success in the Navy. And it's the key to the success online. It's what helps you really take action, even when you feel absolutely terrible about what you're doing and where you're going. When your goals aren't being made, it's what keeps you going and what helps put the drive into your willpower so that nobody can steal your heart and your mind away from what you passionately want to accomplish. The Quanta program is that and much, much more. So, do it. Go to topchoicetoday.com/Quanta, Q-U-A-N-T-A, Q-U-A-N-T-A, topchoicetoday.com/Quanta, Q-U-A-N-T-A. All right. I look forward to seeing you on the team. Personal development is big. I want you to develop personally. I want you to have great, great success. This is Wayne Scherer. I'll see you on the next Be in Your Destiny.